time for our weekly to-do. It's something we do in the third segment of the 10 o'clock hour every week, designed to tackle one area of maintenance or improvement on your home, castle, or cabin. Figure if we can stay on top of it and doing a weekly task, nothing will pile up and extend. You know, one honeydew is a lot easier than five honeydews, 20 honeydews, or 30 honeydews. And something we see often in trying to help homeowners get ahead of is at the time they go to sell their home, they do all these improvements and say, gosh, I wish we'd have done this while we were still living here. How much nicer would have this been? How much more would we have enjoyed it? You know, maintaining the goal in home ownership is that you could sell your house at the drop of a hat without any improvements. I mean, that I am a long way from that, but that is the goal. And when you live in that well-maintained of a home, and you can be prepared to move that fast if you should you ever need to, a lot of things happen. One, you get to take advantage of all the equity that your home has accumulated over the time of ownership that you've been there. Number two, you don't have to worry about most other homes in your neighborhood probably aren't that well maintained. So if you've got a buyer who really has honed in on your location and your neighborhood, and you've got that well of a maintained home, you've got a huge competitive advantage over anyone else in your area that might be selling the home at the same time. And number three, you know, it's just that quality of lifestyle, not having to constantly be, I'll put it off. And letting these things accumulate, you know, the quality of life that well-maintained home can bring you, well, that's your goal. And so we bring you a weekly to-do, whether it's a maintenance item or an improvement item. And this week, it's more of an improvement item. And it talks about switching your electrical outlets to dimmers. Most time, we do encourage electrical work to be done by a licensed electrician. Dimmers, switching out an outlet, that one, believe it, you know, that one, I can tackle that. I can change an electrical outlet. I don't worry about necessarily killing the circuit at the panel to whatever, you know, light fixture that is. Let's say I'm working on the kitchen. You know, so you go into your electrical out box and you identify, you know, where your kitchen is. I just go to the top and turn the whole circuit panel off. Your microphone's not on. I just shut the whole thing off. Next one. There you go.
We're pressing buttons here. There you go. I'm reminded when I had my house in Louisiana, I was working on pulling a ceiling fan down from the ceiling, and I turned the switch off, but didn't think about turning the breaker off, and my mom is sitting there. So I'm like going, oh, gosh. As I pulled it down, this spark flew out, and my mom goes, I'll go make some sandwiches. I said, that's a good idea.
Well, was it a muffalata?
Actually, it was.
Nice.
Yeah, from Rouse's. It's good stuff.
The only time I've heard Rosie scream like a girl, he was trying to do electricity. I had a friend over in the living room, and he was in the kitchen working under the sink on the disposal. He's like, I go right in there. He's kind of like sprawled out, you know. Oh, I'm okay. So he never, you know, you'll notice in the article, if you have it, we did not put the DIY steps in there. So you'll have to find those on your own. But of course, the first thing you would do would be to turn off the breaker with any electrical work. But that being said, this hashtag is one of those where it's an improvement. What I really like about the hashtag, Romy, is like you said, it's either, you know, a maintenance thing. And it's just so freeing not to walk home, get home, close the garage door, and you think, oh, I got all this stuff to do. But you can just walk in and enjoy your place. And then there's also the little improvements that you can do. And you think, why didn't I do this before? It was so easy. And changing out your dimmers really is one of the easiest ways for home improvement. Just one of the little things you can do to make life more enjoyable. Changing that dimmer can be, for one thing, it saves energy because you don't have your lights cranked up all the way, all the time. So saving energy is one way, especially if you have a newer dimmer. Some of the older dimmers, that's not so much the case, but the newer dimmers will actually regulate the electricity and keep you from using full bore.
And you very rarely need your lights on at full bore. It's a
Your eyes get tired when they're full bore. You just don't need that, yeah, unless you have a task or something. And then increased safety is another reason to put in a dimmer, especially if you put in a dimmer with a timer. You know, we'll get into it a little deeper, but to have your lights come on in your driveway before you get home, or to have a room of the house where the light comes on right before you get up and it's still dark in the wintertime, all those things are kind of safety features that you can gain by using a dimmer. And then sleep.
Now that one, though, you said a dimmer with a timer. That's, you know, not any standard dimmer that just regulates the light has a timer on.
No, you would have to buy one specifically with. And you can get those in a couple different ways, and we'll get to that. And then also it's good for your sleep. So if you have a dimmer, you can turn those lights down before bedtime because, you know, our rhythms are really being upset by all this time in front of the computers and all the constant barrage of light. So that's three good reasons to have a dimmer. Really, to put in to buy a dimmer, it's like $25, $25 to $35. And the guys really like this brand. What is it called? Lutron.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, for one thing, there's new companies that come on the market all the time. And speaking to Bruce Stumbo from Rosie Wright, he was just saying, you know, we buy Lutron because we know they're going to be there. They're going to upgrade and keep adding new products, and they're going to keep the same colors. So if you know, if you've bought your whole house full of one color, you can go back and get that same color. He said, you know, like everything else, there's not just white. There's almond dark, almond light, almond, all that stuff. So it's nice to keep that consistency throughout your house. And when you put in a dimmer, so if you're doing a hardwired dimmer, you know, right there at your switch, you can get different kinds of ways to control. One's like a dial. That's what we have. Those are kind of nice. You just dial it down right where you want it. You can get a little toggle slider like that, or you can get a rocker. That's the kind you just bump back and forth. So those are nice too. But if you're like a third of the population that has internet, you have decided you like the smart home features. And I have not really been a fan yet. I haven't really bought into the whole smart home idea. And you know what I found out this morning, Romy, or this week in researching this, is you really have to know your stuff to get started with this, because there's, you know, there's Wi-Fi, there's Bluetooth, there's Z-Wave, there's Zigbee, there's all this different stuff. And you have to know things that are compatible. So I am not versed in this, but I can tell you, if you're going to go this way, if you want a smart home, you're going to have to pay attention to the types of light bulbs. You know, we get questions a lot of times, hey, I just put in a dimmer and my lights are shaking, you know, flickering. What is that? Well, they're not compatible. So you have to make sure that the bulbs you have go with the dimmers you want and that they're dimmable. And then also, if you get these smart apps, you know, the smart appliance, the smart, what do you call that, plate, smart systems, you're going to need it. You're going to maybe want to do it from your phone, so you need to download an app, and that's one way to do it. So for me, I don't want my kids or my family with their face in their phone for one more reason. But so that's one way to do it. But you can also, if you're into the Alexa and sort of thing, you can also, that's the next step. Hey, Alexa, dim the lights. Alexa, turn, I don't know how you tell her how much. I don't know how that works. Dim them a little, please, you know. But if you're going to go the smart home route, you need to know what system you want, what it's compatible with. And then you also need to think about security. Because, you know, if you don't buy something with a password, you're putting your whole self at risk. So be sure you get something with a password.
Now, and I don't have a lot of smart home applications in our home either, but what I do use is our Rosie on the House Home Zada app. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/app. If you don't already have an account, you can create one. Register your property address. That information is not saved. It is done through a third party. And if you are a premium user, you know, your basic user is free, and that opens up your home inventory. You can have a backup record of everything in your home for insurance and fire, flood, hazard. You know, it's a great way to back all that up. The premium user is $5 a month or $60 a year, and you can log all of these maintenance tasks in it. Well, this one, I wouldn't put this into maintenance. I would put this in the project, and you can put it, when you create a project, you can create it as a wish list, an in progress, a complete, or or canceled, and it lets you put in all the details. You can put in different estimates. You can put in different, if there's a certain style you saw, you can save that file there, and you can schedule, you know, your start date, your end date. So I would put this more as a project, because it's not like anybody's going to have dimmers on hand. And then you, like I said, you can schedule that end date, and it'll help keep you reminders. Hey, this is still pending. Do you want to complete it, or do you want to cancel it?
And you can upload pictures in there as well. So you could just take a picture of the box. I mean, how many times do you throw it all away and you think, oh, I wish I'd have saved that? Or it's time to go replace it and you go, I don't even remember what it's called or where I got it or anything. So it's really nice to have that backup file system.
That's an extremely handy thing. And what I do is I'll take a picture of it, like our garbage disposal when I had to replace it. You can upload it on your app or your smartphone. I just took a picture of it from the app so it didn't even use up memory on my phone, of the box and the garbage disposal, and saved it. That way, if it ever breaks again, well, you know, I don't have to be the one that goes and gets it. You know, Amanda can open it up on her phone at Central and say, hey, here's what, you know, give me another one of these. But it's a Badger brand, so hopefully we don't need to replace it for another 8 or 10 years.
And I will say another con to smart home apps is sometimes it limits how many people can be on the app controlling one appliance at a time. So for example, my husband and I's TV is a smart TV, and the app that you use to control it can only have one person being in control at a time. So when I'm watching TV at home by myself and he's at work, I have to text him, can you turn it down like 3, or can you turn it down like up? So sometimes it can be a hassle that way. But another thing with Homezada is there can be more than one person controlling the home.
So you can't just go turn the TV up manually yourself?
It doesn't have any buttons on the side, and it didn't come with a remote. It's supposed to be a smart TV. So
We've art smarted ourselves.
So, all right. So that is our weekly to-do. That one's, like I said, more of an upgrade for your home, castle, or cabin. And you can find those at rosieonthehouse.com. On the homepage, we have what we call the quick links, and it is all the featured topics and to-dos, whether from our 8 o'clock hour all the way through our 10 o'clock hour, on the right-hand side when you log in.